Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this Sunday morning. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So amen and amen. Thank God for another blessed day. Wherever you're listening to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? We will go into the message today. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, once again, we are gathered together and assembled together here in your name. Father, once again, we petition you that your spirit would accompany us on this journey once again. So, Lord God, we ask today that you would shed light in areas where it's been appear to be dark to us, that we may understand what is the will of the Lord is for our life. So, Lord God, we just glorify you, magnify you this day, and thank you for honoring this request. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, let us go to the book of Genesis chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 16 and 17, and then Genesis chapter 3. This will be our opening scripture to our lesson today. Amen. Glory be to God. And if you don't have your Bibles, hey, just listen along with us, and whatever you hear, just take it back to the Lord. Okay, that's what I tell every one of you that's listening to the broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. Genesis chapter 2. And I'm going to read verses 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, Genesis chapter 3, starting, we're going to go on to verse 6. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Amen. Today, we're still dealing with the series Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease. This section of the series is titled The Last Word. And we see from our opening scripture that God gave Adam a word, and he let him know from the trees of the garden he can eat except this one particular tree. And he told him that the day you eat thereof, you should die. And then when Satan comes to the woman, he deceived her and tricked her. She accepted his word. She took of the fruit, and then she gave it to Adam, and he partook of it. And see, Adam did not make God's word the last word. Might well say Eve's word the last word, and overall the devil. Amen. And in this part, a section of the health, healing, sickness, and disease, the last word, I have been talking to you parts 1 and 2, and been giving you a reason why the Lord's word should be the final word in your life, because it's going to have to be made the final word in these last days if you're going to make it, okay? And I was giving you a reason why, parts one and two, because I read to you research about concerning the pharmaceutical companies and how that their mindset now is more like getting rich. Okay. That's their mindset. They're going forth to lobby doctors to write you out more prescriptions and stuff, but even stuff you don't even need, because it's all about getting money. And it's the same thing even dealing with this vaccine for the corona. Definitely the pharmaceuticals are making a killing off of this, okay? Just like they do on all drugs and medicines and things of that nature. Now, am I setting you to automatically just be thinking evil people? No, but I'm giving you the full truth, because we're talking about half of it. You hear the people talking about, well, we need the pharmaceutical company for blah, 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 this and that. And don't get me wrong, some medicines that have been made have been helpful. Don't get me wrong now. But for the most part, their goal is to make money, and their goal is to get you hooked. Because if I can get you hooked, then you're going to buy the product, more money in my pocket, even if I go up. Amen? So I'm dealing with part three today. And on part three, to give you another reason why you need to make God's word the final word, I want to talk about the doctors, okay? Now, once again, this is not something to plant evil in your heart against doctors, but I must give you the truth on why God's word has to be made the last word in these last days to totally receive your healing. Now, I'm going to read you a research report. And let me get to this in a second here concerning, you know, the doctors. Glory be to God. And this is very important for you to know, because people, it's about to tighten up in these last days, okay? And you either going to believe Jesus and his way for your healing, or you're not going to make it. Now, I'm just coming plain and simple with you on that. Now, we thank God for doctors, okay? We thank God for them, but they're not God. And whether you believe it or not, and, you know, glory be to God, more and more doctors are going on the take. But I want to read this. This is a research that came from the University of Chicago Medicine. I think this came out June the 21st, 2005. And the title of it is Survey Shows That Physicians Are More Religious Than Expected. Okay. Now, I want to read this to you. And it says, the first study of physician religious beliefs have found that 76% of doctors believe in God and 59% believe in some sort of afterlife. The survey performed by researchers at the University of Chicago and published in the July 2005 issue of the Journal of General Internal Medicine found that 90% of doctors in the United States attend religious services at least occasionally, compared to 81% of all adults. 55% of doctors say their religious beliefs influence how they practice medicine. Now, I want you to notice something, and this is important for you as a Christian that you need to understand this, because even though they said that the survey shows that physicians are more religious than expected, they said they found that 76% of doctors believe in God. Now, stop there for a minute, because to the Christian, because you got to come to understand what God they're talking about. Just because people say they believe in God, you got to find out, do they believe in the true and living God? Okay. For example, Muslims do not believe in a true and living God. They go by a God called Allah. That's not the true and living God. That is not the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. You got to understand it. This is going to become more and more into play. It has come into play many times. in the past, it's going to come more and more into play that more of these doctors is going to incorporate their beliefs, especially when they believe in a God, little g, other than the Lord Jesus Christ. So as a Christian, you're being treated by them, you're going to have to make a decision. Accept what they teach or what they're bringing to you, or accept the Lord's way for you to get healed. You understand what I'm saying? I hope you understand what I'm saying, okay? This is become, it's going to become more evident, because as the mark of the beast get ready to come on the scene, things are setting up for it. Now, you got this right now, this embracing of all religions, okay? Jesus Christ does not embrace, quote, all religions. Now, let me get that straight. Now, some of you may get upset at what I said, but I got to be straight with you, because Jesus Christ is Lord. He is God, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, you're going to have to make a decision, believer, because this is going to come more into play. So they're talking about how that more physicians are religious. Now, once again, you can't get caught by that word religious, because Christianity is a lifestyle. It's the following of Jesus Christ, not no more quote, so much as a religion, okay? People like to say it's a religion, but no. It's a lifestyle. It's living the way of Jesus Christ, okay? Now, here's another thing that I want to talk to you about. And once again, we thank God for doctors, but there is a boundary. You must understand, especially if you are a Christian, that you can only, that so far you can go, okay? Hallelujah. And many of these doctors, most of them is going to tell you what medical science say. And some of them is going to try to incorporate some of their, quote, beliefs in their God, whatever their religion will be. Like, for example, it says here, physicians are 26 more times likely to be Hindu than the overall U.S. population. That's 5.3% of doctors versus 0.2% of non-physicians. Okay? So they're 26 more times likely to be Hindu. Okay? Then they said doctors are 7 times more likely to be Jewish. Okay? 6 times more likely to be a Buddhist. And 5 times more likely to be a Muslim. Okay? Now notice that in that they didn't give you the percentage of how many would be a what? Christian. Because you don't have too many of them, people. I'm just going to be, as doctors, I'm just going to be honest with you. Okay? Now, many of these doctors can help to a degree concerning the physical body to a degree. But you got to watch what's incorporated in there. Okay? In their diagnosis or in the things that they ask for you to do. Okay? Now, I also say that to say this to you as a Christian who is listening. That means that if you had a certain sickness or disease, and they come and tell you what medical science say, that, hey, there's no help for that, there's no cure, blah, 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 you're going to die such and such a time. They're telling you, is the statistics are showing you here, that if you think talking to them about Lord Jesus Christ is going to get them to speak faith your way for your healing, then you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Now, once again, this is not nothing to bash people. I'm just coming straight and honest with you, okay? If you are a Christian, you need to hear this, because this is another reason why to receive your healing in the last days, especially of doctors telling you, say, hey, you got this sickness, there's no help, there's no cure, you know, you can, you know, medical science say that, hey, you know, you got it, glory be to God, you know, there's no help for it, you're going to die such and such a time, then you're going to have to make up your mind, are you going to believe Jesus, who the Bible said he healed all sickness and disease, not some now, because you got to catch these, quote, little words in there. He healed all of it. If it would have said some, then I can understand you being concerned about, okay, do I have a sickness and disease that he can't heal? Okay? But there is no sickness or disease that Jesus cannot heal. Medical science can't deal with it. There's many sicknesses and disease that they can't do nothing about. But Jesus is not in that category. So you have to make a decision, okay? And see, I'm telling you, this is going to become more and more evident. Just like with this coronavirus. How many of y'all as a Christian think you're going to be able to go up there to, let's say, the Capitol, go in front of the president and say, you know what? There is a total healing from this coronavirus, and it is the way of Jesus Christ. Now, how far you think you're going to get in there, even if they knew that what you're going to say, you think they're going to let you get in there on public TV now, live on TV, and tell the president there is a healing from this, and it is through the way Jesus Christ? Let me answer that for you. No, okay? And even if they did, the president who getting all his knowledge from the CDC and all these other doctors and stuff about that is going to look at it and tell you, say, listen, that's your belief, that's your religion, but we're here to do blah, blah, blah. They're not going to hear that, okay? They're not going to hear that. Glory be to God. Now, in the same message, it said the survey revealed considerably variation between different medical specialties. Doctors in family practice and pediatrics were far more likely to carry their religious belief into all my other dealings and to look to God for support and guidance. Psychiatrists and radiologists were least likely. So they said more like family practice doctors and pediatrics were far more likely to carry their religious beliefs into all their other dealings and to look to God for support and guidance. Now, once again, that sounds good, but in a sense, you got to examine a little bit more because your family doctor could be a Muslim or could be a Hinduist, okay? So when it says and they look to God, then you got to find, okay, what God is they talking about? Is it the same Lord Jesus Christ that me as a Christian believes in or what? And you're going to get that answer is no, okay? Now, so if you think talking to them about Jesus, you know, and actually say, well, you know, I believe in Jesus, that Jesus can heal me of this sickness you say I got. If you're expecting most of them to sit there and agree with you, then once again, you're in trouble, okay? You're in trouble, okay? I'm just letting you know that. Hallelujah. It says Christian, Mormon, and Buddhist doctors were the most likely to say my religious beliefs influence my practice of medicine. Jewish and Hindu physicians were the least likely. Physicians from the South and Midwest were slightly more religious than those from the East and the West, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you hear that? Thank you, Jesus. And I'm telling you that, you know, you don't have, okay, too many Christian doctors. Let's be honest, okay? You don't have too many Christian doctors, okay? Hallelujah. The other part of the service said, although doctors are more likely than the general population to attend religious services, they are less willing to apply their religious beliefs to other areas of life. The research has found, okay? They said 61% of doctors say they try to make sense of a difficult situation and decide what to do without relying on God versus only 29% of the general population, okay? So 61% say they try to make sense of a difficult situation and decide what to do without relying on God. Okay? Hallelujah. See, we get away from the Lord Jesus Christ, people. That's trouble. And I'm telling you, many of you need to hear this. You're going to start hearing from some of these doctors who's going to be giving you advice, not relying on the Lord Jesus Christ. So what are you going to do? You're going to say, well, it is my doctor and God gave me doctors and I just got to listen. Is that what you're going to say? Now, once again, this message is not a message to try to get a uproot or tirade against doctors. We thank God for doctors, but you got to understand there is a boundary. And some of us as Christians, we have went past the boundary. Okay? We have went over the boundary. Okay? Amen. That's what we have done. We have went over the boundary. We have made doctors like their God. Just like, for example, with this vaccine, The government has done their stuff. I'm just going to tell you the truth and telling a lot of lies and twisting stuff. But here's the other part where I look at the people where they wrong. They have made the vaccine God. You say, well, why do you say that? Because one thing I got to admit, that when they first came out with the vaccine, they told you and still telling the people that the vaccine cannot prevent you from catching the corona. But the people who got the vaccine had act like that it does. And they are looking at folks that don't have the vaccine as if they are filthy and low down and dirty. That's the honest truth. Amen. Now, of course, the media and all that has a help in that, in the lies and the stories that they printing up there. Don't get me wrong. But hey, yet still, people are treating the vaccine like it's God, that it is the Savior, when it's not. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, another thing that you got to look at, and why Jesus' word needs to be the last word in your life to receive your healing these last days, and I'm telling you now, hallelujah, because if you owe something on your doctor bill, they have a right to deny you treatment. Yeah. Let me pull up this research for you again. Oh, this is another research here. And read this off to you here. Okay. I need you to really listen to this because this is very important. Okay. Like I said, this is not a report to have you looking under-eyed and going with the wrong attitude and telling your doctors off and all this. That's not what it's for. But this is to help you see and understand why God's word for your healing need to be the final word in these last days, okay? Because if you owe some money to the doctors, they can deny treatment, okay? Now, let me read this first part to you. It said, and the question, and you can type this in, can doctors deny medical treatment for unpaid medical bills? Can doctors deny medical treatment for unpaid medical bills? Now, it says, believe it or not, they can. The Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act requires all providers to treat patients with emergency conditions before talking about cost. The key part, it has to be an emergency, meaning they can refuse if your condition is not life-threatening. So you think that every time you go up there, that doctor can treat you? No, you don't, especially if you got an unpaid medical bill, okay? Hallelujah. You hear what I'm saying? Now, let me read to you also, and this right here is titled, once again, can doctors deny treatment for unpaid medical bills? You can type it up in, look in for yourself. It says now. And listen to this. This posted August the 23rd, 2019. Said, looking to avoid a hefty medical bill, urgent care facilities offer treatment options not typically found at a normal doctor's office. However, a bill, get this, could stop you from getting the treatment you need. Imagine you're sick with a fever, cough, runny nose. Not an emergency, but you need to see a doctor, okay? So you decide to head to the urgent care that helped you last time. When you get there, they inform you that you have an outstanding balance and you can't see a provider until that bill is paid. Now listen to this. That's what happened to Jessica Vance's daughter. In her case, the insurance company had not processed her last visit, making the bill appear unpaid. I said, what do you mean you won't see her? They said, you have a balance due, said Vance. I said, can't you call the insurance? They said, no. With no other option, Vance put the $690 bill on her credit card. So what happens if you can't pay? Can a doctor or clinic refuse to see you even if you're sick? Believe it or not, they can. Do you hear this? The American Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act requires all providers to treat patients. Now, I want you to hear this. To treat patients with emergency conditions before talking about cost. The key part, it has to be an emergency, meaning they can refuse your condition is not if your condition is not life-threatening. Most often put these policies in writing, so to be sure to check. You may have signed an agreement that your account will be in good standing before receiving further treatment. If an offer demands payment, ask if you can pay part of it or create part of it or create a payment plan. You can also contact your insurance provider to see what options they can offer you. In the end, if you can't get service and have to move on, do you hear that? That means that's a possibility. You still won't. You can request your medical records. The office must provide them, although there may be a small fee. So if you have a fever, a cough, runny nose, and all that, and you have a balance due, they can refuse you treatment if it's not life-threatening. What you going to do? And see, now with the coronavirus thing, because you got some people that don't want to get the vaccination, now they try to, with a smile, force it upon you by saying, now we're going to try to make you pay your own medical bills and all this stuff. It's being forced. So what you going to do? Especially you, Christian, that's listening, when, you know, sometimes you go through some things. What if you have a balance due that you owe your doctor? What are you going to do when you go there and you say, I got a fever, I got a cough, or runny nose, and this irritating body, you need some medical help? What are you going to do when they tell you, say, hey, we can't treat you? Well, why is that? You got an unbalanced due, and you didn't have the money to pay. What you going to do? I'm telling you, people, I pray that the Lord will open your eyes to what I'm saying, and not this is not a hate message that I'm spreading. This is a message of truth, because people, it's going to tighten up in these last days. I'm telling you. Doctor visits are going up. Medical drugs going up. Insurance is dropping medicines here and there. And then they going up on how much you got to pay them. Do you hear what I'm saying? Okay. And this is what the Lord is letting me see. And why that, what he's showing people, he is the center of your healing. And what happened was man got way away from that. And we became dependent, quote, on one another. And we became dependent on man. So whatever man say. So a man say, hey, there is no way you can be cured of this unless you get this thing right here. What we advertise. And see, they get this. Medical field is not going to use the word cure too much. You can counsel that. But they love using the word treatment. And listen, here's the question. Do you want a cure or a treatment? If you want a treatment, that means that sickness and disease is staying with you and it still can do to you what it's been doing. Do you hear that? Or do you want to be cured? Jesus did a healing and a cure, okay? He didn't do no treatment, okay? When people had palsies, lunatic spirit and all that, he didn't do no treatment where the stuff was still there, being able to do what it was doing to them. But he did a deliverance, okay? Do you hear what I'm saying? And so what are you going to do when you ain't got the money, but you got an unpaid bill? Because most of you know what I'm talking about, working in your household. You've been to the doctor, and the bills they send you made your eyes buck. You say, my God, I was just there. Talk to them about 5 minutes, okay? Yeah. And I've seen on a report a few years ago that, you know, some of the doctor's eyes, I think they, I don't know if they have this set minute, like 7 minutes they be with you, and then if they be over that, you get charged more, okay? So what you going to do? What you going to do, glory to God, when you have an unpaid bill, you have that fever, cough, runny nose, and many of y'all know that can be aggravating. You know, you study coughing, fever, you ain't feeling right, you know,
and you say, I'm going to go to my doctor. And you get to the doctor, and he or she says, we're not going to treat you. What? Why not? Because you got an unpaid bill. And you heard what the woman asked. I said, can you call the insurance people? They said, no. He ain't going to call the insurance people. Do you get what I'm saying? I mean, you could, you know, you know I got insurance with you guys. And I'm telling you that, and I'm standing right here. Can't you call? No, I'm not going to call. This message is important. This is how serious and more serious it's going to get. See, some of y'all may think I'm doing this, you know, message where I'm just spreading hate. No, I'm spreading the truth. The Lord told us to tell the truth in his fullness, you know, not tell no half truth or go around and lie about it, but tell the truth in his fullness. And that's what I'm doing, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You can say, oh, me, or I don't know, or anyhow, whatever you want to say. Okay? Hallelujah. And many of your doctors, get this, are prescribing more of a drug to the patients, especially if they're receiving money from a pharmaceutical company. Okay? Let me read the research to you on that. Let me type this in and read this research to you about this. Now, once again, some of you may say, Brother Nate, year round for telling this. Okay. Well, I tell you what, keep living and you're going to find out what I'm talking about. Okay. You're going to find out what I'm talking about. And you're going to be one of the ones fussing, maybe some of you cussing. You know, when you find out that you got an unpaid bill and you are denied service, okay? You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm just giving you the word of truth, a warning, and this is something that the Lord wants you to know. Okay. Amen. God don't want you to be deceived, but it's up to you to hear. Okay. Now, this is titled, Doctors Prescribe More of a Drug If They Receive. This is from ProPublica. Okay. I want to read to you, and this is what this title, Doctors Prescribe More of a Drug If They Receive Money from a Pharma Company Tied to It. And see, more of your doctors are becoming, quote, more tied to these pharmaceutical companies. Because what? They're getting money. They're getting, for example, and this come out December 20th, 2019. And it says, pharmaceutical companies have paid doctors billions of dollars for consulting, promotional talks, meals, and more. A new ProPublica analysis finds doctors who receive payments linked to specific drugs prescribe more of those drugs. Did you hear that now? Once again, Brother Nate didn't make this up. It goes on to say, doctors who receive money from drug makers related to a specific drug prescribe that drug more heavily than doctors without such financial ties. A new ProPublica analysis found. The pattern is consistent for almost all of the most widely prescribed brand name drugs in Medicare, including drugs that treat diabetes, asthma, and more. The financial interactions include payments for delivering promotional talks, consulting, and receiving sponsored meals and travels. The 50 drugs in our analysis include many popular and expensive ones. 38 of the drugs have yearly costs exceeding $1,000 per patient. And many top the list that are most costly for the Medicare Part D drug program. Okay, it said take Linzess, a drug to treat irritable bowel syndrome, and severe constipation. From 2014 to 2018, the drug makers Allergan and Ironwood spent nearly $29 million on payments to doctors. Now, I didn't say on drug research. $29 million on payments to doctors related to Linzess, mostly for meals and promotional speaking fees. What, to promote this drug? Okay. ProPublica's analysis found that doctors who received payments related to Linzess in 2016 wrote 45% more prescription for the drug on average than doctors who receive no payment. It's an advertising thing, people. And the people are becoming, you know, the guinea pig, okay? That means that more prescriptions were done and possibly you didn't even need it. Amen. Now, some of you may say, well, I ain't got to worry about my doctor. My doctor ain't on the tape. Well, I pray he stay like that he don't be on the tape. Because I'm going to tell you something. Temptation and testing is coming his way also, too. So you need to be praying for your doctor, Christian, okay? I'm telling you, it's coming his way. He's going to have to make a decision. And if he in a situation where he done bought the sailboat and he owes another $50,000 on it, and these pharma companies say, hey, you advertise this drug, we give you this X amount of money. And he started adding up in his head and said, wow, I can pay this boat off in 3 months. Okay. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Now, you can ignore this. That's up to you. Okay. But I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You like I said, you can say, Brother Nate, I ain't listening to nothing you say. Well, praise be to God. I'm going to go on. Brother Nate's not going to be depressed. But I love you enough to warn you that this thing is going to get even worse. And some of you who had doctors who probably wouldn't do this is going to be on the take and start taking it. Why? Because they're going to be presented with this money. Okay? They're going to be presented with so much money to go around speaking for the behalf of the pharmaceutical drug companies on specific drugs. Okay? I know a loved one, a family member who's not here no more. I saw a doctor prescribe this family member the same kind of pain medicine. It's like whenever they had a certain problem going on with them, this doctor most definitely was going to prescribe them some pain pills. And I'm like, what is this? Is it pain pills for everything? No, man. And one thing about many of these doctors, and I'm just going to be straight up and honest and truth with you on this. You can hear it or reject it. Many of these doctors love to have older patients. Because one thing about a lot of older patients, they're not wanting to go to no one new. In other words, and I'm going to be straight up with you on this, that doctor can be giving them, prescribing them drugs for stuff that's going on with them that don't even need to be. Now, this is what I tell you, what I know, not what I think, okay? And especially older patients that's on Medicare and Medicaid, oh, they love that. But especially because one of the things about a lot of the older and elderly people, it's hard to get to them to get them to change doctors, especially if they're dealing with a doctor that's not doing anything but just prescribing the same stuff and they ain't getting no better. Okay? And it's hard to get them to change to another doctor. And many of these doctors know this. I'm going to be honest with you. Some of them prey on elderly people. Yes. Because it's not about getting them well. It's not about getting them healed. I got to keep them coming. And long as they on Medicaid and Medicare, oh, I know I'm going to get my money up front here. Okay? That's all I got to do. Amen. And I'm telling you, and this is a word of warning, especially you Christian that's listening, who right now may have been frowning at some of the reports I read to you. You just round, Brother Nate, because God gave us doctors. We thank God for doctors, but he didn't give doctors to be God. I want to say that again. Okay? You're missing it. Now, some of you may have came to the realization of this truth. Maybe you came across your doctor prescribing you the same stuff over and over, and you going like, this ain't working, dog. Why you keep giving me the same prescription? Especially, get this, when it's a brand name drug. Amen. And some of you may have good insurance for now, only had to pay so little, but guess what? If I were you, I wouldn't depend on that insurance, because these insurance companies start to flip the scripts. Start telling you, sending you that little letter saying, we no longer will carry this drug. We're not, you know, we're not covering blah, blah, blah so much no more and all that. You finna start getting more of that. And then on top of that, they're going to say, I know you were paying this premium of this amount a month. The premium's going to increase. So they can drop coverage of a drug and then still go up on your premiums. And they don't have to call you to the meeting to see do you approve. Now, I'm just laying it out for you straight on that right there. Now, you can accept it. You can reject it. That's up to you. But I'm going on. And I'm going to do like the Apostle Paul. I'm shaking the dust on my feet and going on. Okay? Because I know everybody is not going to hear this message. But one thing about the truth, it will always outlive a lie. And it will always outshine a lie. Okay? That's what the truth does. And I thank God for his word of truth. Because this is what God is showing to his people. And some of his own people is in blindness. And some of his own people are willingly blind. You know how somebody will take something, they don't want to see something you're showing them, and they might put their hand over their eyes or put something on their eyes and don't want to see. Well, this is what some of God's people has fallen into, that kind of spirit. So when you talk to me and say, well, Brother Nate, you wrong, God gave us blah, 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 this and that, I'm not going to be sitting there arguing with you. I'm going to let you find out for yourself. Okay? I'm going to let you find out for yourself once again. Thank God for doctors. Many doctors have done many things to help many people. Don't get me wrong. Say it with me. They are not God. Okay? When you come across a sickness, that doctor come back in that office and tell you, say, you know what? You got such and such and such. Well, doc, what can I do? Where there's nothing that can be done. When you hear, you're going to hear those words, people. When medical science says there's no cure for it, them doctors going to come back and tell you there's nothing that can be done. You think most of them going to speak against the medical research? No, because they want to keep their license. You know what I'm saying? This is why they got to be careful of words they say. You ain't going to hear no doctor talk too much about cures. More like treatments. That word treatment will be thrown around as much as there is air, wind in the air. It's going around. But as far as cure, no. No. People, I can't stress to you how serious this is. This is very serious. This is, once again, it's not a game. I'm not up here on this broadcast just to be talking. And the Lord has been letting me see, not only out what I'm seeing in the news and things out, but even in my own life personally, people. In my own life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In my own life. You know, when the sickness hit me in 2010, people, I was running around to different doctors. And each one of them, to some degree, was giving me different advice, this and that. Well, do you know how that has you running when you're getting so many different? I mean, one doctor say, okay, take this. Then another doctor say, hey, yeah, take that, but take two of it. Okay. And here I am dehydrating, about to go out. And I really didn't know completely about the medicine that they were giving me. One doctor told me, said, take two. And come to find out, I went to another doctor. The other doctor said, he shouldn't have never told you to take two. That was dangerous. Why? Because that medicine would cause dehydration. and it dehydrated me when I took one. I didn't know that you had to drink a whole lot of water with it. I mean, that was my first time ever taking it. Next thing I know, that morning, I'm on my knees on the floor, can barely get up. People, I'm telling you, this is for real now. This is for real. And it's finna tighten up. And you finna hear more and more people who, quote, got unpaid medical bill with that, even with that family doctor. You're going to be sitting in there waiting to be seen by the doctor, and you're going to hear that man, that woman come in and say, "Doc, I got this going on with me." And then you're going to hear him say, "Well, we can't see you." "Well, why, Doc?" "Because you got an unpaid bill." "Doc, I'm running a bad fever and all this stuff." "Yeah, but it's not life-threatening. Just go on back, you know, just when you can pay some on it or pay it down or pay half of it." You see what I'm saying? See people are getting in a tough spot in these days. People, it's getting tough. Stuff is going up. Your food and your grocery stores are going up. You don't believe me? Go get an orange and let the cashier weigh and listen to the price she tell you for that one orange. You'll be like, "Hey, are you kidding me?" Or let her get a plum, okay? Stuff is going up. And one of the bad things dealing with us is that we're not using more wisdom in our spending and our eating. And then some of you, you look at the coronavirus when it hit, a whole lot of people lost their jobs. And now you got them trying to force the vaccine and telling some of these jobs and telling people, say, "You don't get vaccinated, we got to fire you." Do you hear this? My God. Why is we so sleep? We're just purity, as the older folks you say, we're just purity sleep. That's what we are. It's ridiculous. We're asleep. We ain't even sleepwalking sometimes. We just sleep. All kinds of stuff going on that should wake you up, and we sleep. We just pure sleep. Lord, help us. And I'm just looking at my life, you know, seeing what I went through and personally to see that, hey, but the Lord is letting me see this thing with this coronavirus. People, this thing is deeper than what you think what's happening. And I say this especially to you that are Christians that's listening. And I'm going to say this to you again. You better wake up. You better open your eyes. You better ask God to help you wake up. Because the things you saw for on this earth is like a sedative, and then it puts you to sleep. You're so drowsy, you can't keep your eyes open. And ask God to cleanse that toxic thing out of you so your eyes can be open. Okay? Because, people, it's serious. It's serious, and it's some kind of for real. Like I tell them, the coronavirus is serious. I didn't go around telling folks it's a hoax. No, I knew this thing was for real. Yeah. Amen. It ain't no play game. But they don't have a cure for it, people. The only cure is Jesus Christ. I'm just telling you right now, Jesus Christ is the only cure. They don't have a cure for it. They just say, "Well, it just ain't that bad." You want it not as bad. You okay with a not as bad? Not as bad means the virus can still be in you and still do stuff to you. Okay? Now you got the others that rose up. The Delta, the Lambda, and what? The Mu, M-U? Yeah. My Lord. My Lord, help us, Lord Jesus. That's why in the other part, Lord, say the same. I may end up doing it tomorrow, the part where God has given us for deliverance. I've been going over some things now. I got some more things in there to go over with you. But I'm telling you, and I want to end it with this. Remember Revelation 13, it talks about the mark of the beast. And you ain't going to be able to buy or sell anything without that mark. And if you ain't noticing that they're getting ready to shape up everything, things into where the government has total control, they're going to shape up, watch, things, they're going to be a one-world banking system. Because they're trying to get all the world, quote, united to be one. It's going to be a one-world banking system. And you're going to see the Antichrist arise, and this mark is especially going to come through this kind of unity like this. So what is you going to do, Christian, that when you have been paying money for your medicine, and all of a sudden, and you know they're working on getting rid of the dollar bills, the paper money, you know that, don't you? If you don't know that, ask God to wake you up, because that's what they're doing. They're working on getting rid of that. So when they get rid of that, and everything is being in the card of the number, which will be setting up for the mark of the beast. And then when that mark is imposed, or that mark is presented, say, hey, you got to have this mark in order to buy or sell anything. Forget your paper money. Forget your cards. You got to have this mark. What are you going to do? When you say, oh, that's the only way I can get my medicine. I got to have my medicine. And they told me I got to, well, it wouldn't be so bad. See, God understand. And one phrase I just get tired of hearing also, people do not do right. They say, God knows my heart. And I say, he know what he showed us. And he know what's in there too. And he know that what's in there that you don't want to do right. Hallelujah. Well, you can say amen, old me, or anyhow, I don't know, you know, whatever you want to say. Okay, that's up to you, okay? Once again, Brother Nate, it's not going to, my job is not to bug you and ask you to give me your address and all that so I can call you and get it. Did you hear anything? No. When I give you this, that's up to you. You can accept it or reject it. That's your thing. That's it. Hallelujah. That's it. You can accept it or reject it. It's up to you, okay? It's not my job to call and bug you. Did you hear from the Lord? Did you hear? I'm not doing that. Okay? That's a no-no. Not happen. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for your word. We thank you for this opportunity you've given today for me to go into the word of God and give your word to the people. I ask today, Lord God, that you would strengthen me and strengthen the people and those that seek truth, that you reveal it unto them in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you're going to do in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. And I give you all the glory and honor and praise, and I magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget later on tonight at 7 o'clock for an hour, Brother Eddie Lee will be back, Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement then tonight at 7 o'clock. So, once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.